big question. Will their car start this Sunday?
Went full today, so we'd anticipate he'll be ready to go.
Are there any limitations on him at all throwing the ball, or how do you look? What's he throwing at?
Yeah, it was able to practice, full practice today. So so it was good to see, you know.
Within, you didn't practice, but he was out there.
Yeah.
With the team, is it not as serious as maybe you guys thought originally? Or
well, I mean, you know, when you get hurt, it's serious
right.
for the guy that's dealing with it. We're playing the Ravens. I coached linebackers there when Peter Boulware was part of the team, and he had a shoulder one year that he would pop out on the field, he would pop it back in and keep playing. So guys can play with shoulders, you know, depending on the severity of it. And we'll just see how the week progresses and whether or not he's ready to go on Sunday.
Is he trying to convince you that he can go?
Of course.
Yeah.
He's a competitive guy. I mean, you don't play as long as he has without, you know, being prideful and very competitive.
How does he balance that, you know, being competitive but also making a smart decision and sliding next time?
Yeah, that's what we always have to work through, you know. And we will, you know, take the opinion of the trainers and the player and the coaches and make a good decision for the football team.
It's also just the young mistakes, kind of just him being in the second year and there as time goes?
No, we always, I mean, you just, look, you play hard, you learn from your experiences, and you grow.
Does Woodson need practice, being that he's been around for so long?
Even guys that are very accomplished need practice, yes. Absolutely.
How do you guys open up the offense this weekend? What's the things you got to do to get that done this weekend?
Move the ball, score points. You know, against a really, really difficult opponent, really tough opponent. I mean, the game last week against Denver, you know, Baltimore, back and forth, it was really, it looked like a playoff contest. I mean, it was really a hard-fought game. Could have gone either way. Very tight contest, very physical contest. So we've got a good football team coming in here, and, you know, we're getting ourselves prepared for the matchup.
I know it's just week two, but do you think this game is critical in defining, you know, who this team is and what this team is made of in terms of resilience?
I think every week is important. You know, I know the media cycles, you know, that you get, you know, the buildup of one being more important than another, but really they're all important. You know, at the end of the year you look back and you say, gee, this one was really important and it wasn't built up that way, you know. So you get 16 opportunities that you get an opportunity to go compete in, and if you do enough in those opportunities, then you get more. So, you know, every game's important.
I know the game situation probably determined a lot of it, but you only ran the ball, I think, 16 times last week. Is that a number you want to see go up?
I'd like to see it go up. Yeah, I'd like to see it go up. I think we have to earn that. You know, convert some on third down, have more possessions. So, I don't feel like we totally abandoned it, but I don't feel like we effectively, you know, did what we set out to do.
What did you take away from that Denver game for the Ravens defensively, holding Peyton Manning to no touchdown passes?
Yeah, it was very impressive. You know, they sacked him four times. They only allowed one explosive play on the day, so they were extremely stingy. You know, they've got really good players throughout their defense. It was hard. You know, I like to identify game records for our team, and it was hard to identify, you know, where do you stop? They've got a good group, Mosley and Smith and inside there, and Doomerville, who I coached for a year in Denver. I know he's terrific off the edge, and they've got some real size and strength inside, active back end, you know. So it's a good group. They're well coached, a lot of, you know, really good design, and they played very well last week.
What do you think about how Larry Asante carried himself throughout this preseason, and how do you think he fits into that role that Nate occupied?
Yeah, you know, I think Larry's done a nice job as a reserve player that was called upon in a bigger role. I'm sure that experience that he had, you know, that, you know, he'll be even better with some of that experience that he got, and that we expect to be, you know, much better as a unit overall.
Coach, does Terrell Suggs being out affect your thinking at all in terms of how you attack these guys?
Not really. Not really. I mean, they've got a system in place that they've been running for a number of years. They're a pretty veteran group. You know, they've got a lot of depth, and so they'll plug in. You know, whether they move Doomerville over there or they play somebody else there and leave Doomerville alone, they've got very capable people there. So, you know, it'll be more about their scheme, understanding what they like to do, and I don't see them drastically changing what they do because Terrell's out, even though he's a great player. You know, and I'm sure, you know, he's a guy. When you lose a great player like that, it does affect you a little bit. But they've got a lot of depth, and so we're getting prepared for that.
Do you expect the Ravens to copy some of the things the Bengals did offensively against you guys?
I think they'll be who they are. But you know, anytime you show vulnerability, you need to get it corrected right away because you know that tape goes out. So there'll be others that try to copy at some point, whether it's this week or some other point. So yeah, we've made our corrections, and we'll move forward.
Are you and Ken adverse to blitzing? Just last week was one different circumstance.
Yeah, I'm not adverse. I'm not adverse to it. I think last week played out the way last week played out, and I wouldn't draw too many conclusions based on that small sample last week.
How do the players respond in practice? As part of the attitude.
Sorry?
How do the players respond in practice this week?
Like they should, like professionals. You know, we had our day of kind of telling it like it was yesterday, and today was a good day of work.
Coach, you said you made corrections based on last week. What corrections, first and foremost?
Well, those are really, you know, team issues. You know, I don't really care to sit here and get into disclosing, you know, different scenarios that were needed to be corrected or how we went about correcting them. I think for us it's a matter of addressing the things, being upfront, being honest, taking ownership, you know. And as players and coaches, we have done that, and that's why I say we've turned our attention to Baltimore. We've got enough on our plate with Baltimore. You can't spend time going back, whether it's rehashing the great things you did or agonizing over the things that didn't go well. You have to move on. We're on to next. We're on to Baltimore, and we've got plenty on our hands in dealing with them. Don't need to spend any time doing anything else about the past.